from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
I'm Debbie Ransom in Castries, St. Lucia, where Guyana trade and bananas are the CARICOM issues of the day. And Nelson Mandela flies into St. Lucia.
Trinidadian lawyers wrangle over constitutional motion for convicted killer. I am Keith Stonegraves in London, and this is BBC Caribbean Report.
Back to the 19th summit in St. Lucia, where the South African leader, President Nelson Mandela, arrived earlier today. Mr. Mandela meets with CARICOM leaders on Friday at a retreat on St. Lucia's west coast. But today was a chance for President Mandela to meet the people of St. Lucia, who came out in large crowds to welcome the South African Air Force jet, which touched down this morning at VG Airport. Pete Ninval has the details.
Looking relaxed and smiling, the South African leader stepped off his aircraft into the tropical sunshine to a warm reception from a large local contingent. On the other side of the airport fence, where a crowd of onlookers and school children had gathered, a loud cheer greeted Mr. Mandela's first step on St. Lucian soil. The South African leader, walking, it appeared, with a measure of difficulty, went to shake hands with the children through the wire fence. This was St. Lucia's moment in the sun, a historic visit that had taken months of preparation so that everything would strike just the right note.